Susan Young. I'm the chair of the Management Selection and Review Committee for KPFT. This is our meeting of August 16th, and our secretary cannot be here today, so I'm going to call the roll. And I request an excused absence for Jane Scheidlin. Is there any objection? Hearing none, I'll go ahead and call the roll. Teresa Allen.
Present.
David Britton.
Here.
Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Joseph Davis.
Present, Joseph Davis.
Great. Robert Gartner. Okay. Wally James. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am.
That is you. Frank Pratka.
Okay. I believe he's out of the country.
Okay, so then I believe he requested an excused absence, and I'm sorry for having forgot that because he told me. Is there any objection to recognizing Frank as an excused absence?
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Question.
Question, Madam Chair.
Yes?
You said that.
You objected? Okay.
No. I'm asking if he sent a request for excuse absent. Because I don't have any problem excusing people, but they should ask.
He notified me that he was going to be out of the country.
He told me.
I forgot that.
Okay.
Yes. So there's no, do I understand there's no objection to recognizing him as an excused absence?
No.
Okay, Madam Chair, let me continue taking the roll. Nancy Saibara-Naratomi.
Yes, I wanted to know, did he send an email to the LSC?
Nancy.
Yes, he did. He sent it to the LSB, and he let us know that he was going to be gone for a period of time.
Oh, when did he send it to the LSB? Because I
don't have it with me right now. And Nancy, I'm afraid that I'm a three-ring circus keeping this going because we don't have a secretary here. So I would like us to be able to continue with the meeting.
So would you send us a copy of the email? Because
I'll find it after the meeting. Okay. Jane has said excused absence. Richard.
Yes, here.
Ted.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Susan Young, here. Okay. So we've taken roll.
I have a request for information.
What's that?
My question is, are we going to follow the rules in Roberts, page 464, for committee meetings in terms of debate tonight?
Okay, so the agenda that I sent out very shortly before the meeting provides for a committee of the whole to discuss the ideas that I hoped people would send in and did not send in advance of this meeting. I'm the only one who sent ideas.
Of course,
and if we go on and on and on and on with very long comments, that is a misuse of people's time. Okay, Richard.
I would like to move that we don't go into a committee of the whole.
Okay, so at the moment, the agenda, which I sent to people very shortly before, which is up for approval now, and Richard has already objected to one of the elements. The agenda is convene, roll call, approve agenda, approve minutes, committee of the whole discussion, next meeting, adjourn.
I have a request for information.
Do we move? can we have a move approval? And then I believe Richard wants to offer an amendment or an objection. Is there a motion to approve?
Yeah, I move to approve.
Nancy had a question before Richard did.
Okay, so actually, Nancy, Richard had his hand up first. Richard, are you willing to let Nancy's question go before yours?
No.
Okay, so Richard, do you have a motion to amend the agenda?
I asked a question and he already went ahead and asked you. So I'm not asking for another time.
My motion is to not go into a committee of the whole and to get on with what we're doing here.
Okay, so we don't need a second, so that motion is on the floor. Nancy, what's your question?
Yes, I wanted to say that I was present because you didn't give me a chance to say I was present.
No, you're
not
here.
A question.
Nancy, I did.
And no, you didn't. I never said the word present.
Yes, I did.
I did not say the word present.
Right,
Nancy.
It.
We cannot avoid your presence.
Okay.
I also have an objection about what was sent. There was another thing that was sent by Joseph Davis, and I very much agree with those what he sent, because that's what we used the last time.
I did not see what Joseph sent. Apologies. And so when did you send it, Joseph?
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, that was sent some time back, and that was my submission, so that's all I need.
And so was it prior to a prior meeting?
Well, you'd asked for some input from me before, and so I went ahead and sent all that in already. Thank you.
Right. I recall that you sent it. Frankly, it would be helpful if you had identified that you wanted it to be discussed in this meeting. At the moment, the agenda has been before you. Richard has made a motion to remove committee of the whole. I am the secretary. I will take a vote.
Unless
there are objections to removing that.
Request for information.
Okay, what is it, Ted?
What is the difference between what we are going to do and what we would do if we were doing it in a committee of the whole?
At the moment, we do not have an agenda, and we're waiting for people to make recommendations about the agenda.
That isn't answering my question.
Yes, it is, Ted, because we don't have any agenda items except committee of the whole, which Richard has made a motion to delete. That is what the, is there a, an objection to deleting that agenda item?
May I have I think I can be very helpful.
I hope so.
Robert's Rules of Order
says. Ted, what do you wish to say?
Robert's Rules of Order says that you can have informal discussion without a motion in a committee meeting. For instance, we could talk about the things that we want to do. That could be the topic. Each person could be called on. That to me sounds like a committee of the whole, but it is committee meeting.
So Ted, I put that basically as an option before us. Richard has objected. We need to take a vote for it. And so you may want to vote to keep it. The vote, if you vote yes, you are supporting Richard's objection, and the committee of the whole will come off. If you vote no, you are voting to keep committee of the whole on.
I have my hand up. When will be?
Okay, Adriana, what is it?
I have a question, because you send in a small agenda that we receive. It means, are we replacing anything? Or that means that
there was there was no other agenda sent, just the one I sent literally minutes ago.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm saying. If we take from there what Richard said, what is the agenda then? Will be no agenda? We will need
then
to
we
do
have
a
to,
new
then
one?
We have to, then we have to add, yes, we have to add agenda items.
Okay, thank you.
I am exiting from my cell phone and trying to get on Zoom, so I'll be off the call for a moment.
Okay, so.
This is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
I have my hand up. Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn, Nancy.
See. Yeah, we're not on the stream. I mean, I just clicked it and there's nothing going on. This is not executive session. It should be on the stream.
No, we were supposed to be on the stream. Otis came on and I asked him to go on the stream.
You want me to call
Otis? I didn't hear Otis's voice and I just checked. And if you check it, it's not streaming.
And I thank you, Nancy, for letting us know that. We're going to follow up on it.
Otis, speak.
Otis, you there? Are we on the stream?
Not yet.
I swear to God, Nancy just makes stuff up. We're on the stream.
How can we be on? I just clicked it. There's nothing going on.
That's because you're talking.
This meeting is really, really not being productive. And I ask us all to take a deep breath and decide if we want to have a productive meeting or just a series of arguments. Otis. Are we on the stream? Okay.
Susan, great. This is Joseph. Can I speak?
Yes.
Regarding the, since you're trying to do double duty here with secretary and all this, and you, what is going to facilitate this to make it easiest on you, whether it's committee of the whole or question and answer, what do you want to do? Because I think considering Zoom gives us limitations, how do you want to handle it?
Since Richard objected to committee of the whole, frankly, I would like to hear a comment from him about what he thinks would work better. Richard.
I think every time I suggest that, it's just another loop of BS that's going to keep us from getting anything done and just Yep. I don't like that. And so I want to vote against it and I want to vote. I don't want to, you know, do what somebody's doing because it feels good. I want to vote. I want to find out what the committee wants to do and we do that.
Okay. So then I think Joseph, the idea that you had of doing a round robin of comments, of recommendations, might be the most useful thing to do. Richard, would you object to that?
Yeah, I want to vote. You got right to the vote and then you walked away from it. I want to vote. Are we going to have that on the agenda? Or are we not?
Okay, so voting. If you vote yes, you're supporting Richard removing committee of the whole from the agenda. So, Teresa.
I say yes.
Oh, okay, so it's to take it off. David Britton.
Yes.
Adriana.
No.
Adriana.
I say no.
Okay. Joseph Davis.
I'll vote no, thank you.
Okay. Robert Gartner, not here. Wally James, I think not here. Mary Ann.
Yes.
Okay. Sean.
Yes, please.
Okay. Frank Pratt is not here. Nancy.
No. And we're still not on the stream. I just took a picture of it and sent it to the LSC and to Otis.
I'll call Otis again.
Thank you. Thank you, Teresa, for calling Otis. Okay, so Nancy, you voted no. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. No, I voted no.
Got it. Okay, Richard,
you obviously vote.
Richard? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Ted?
No.
Okay. Susan, abstain. Okay. Thank you very much, Otis. So the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, abstain 1. The vote, Richard's motion to remove committee of the whole has been approved. So, at the moment, the agenda lacks a middle. Are there motions to put something in the middle of the agenda?
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Again, because you're handling this, could you, whatever's easiest for you, I can't predict your situation from here. So could you just make a motion for what you think will be easiest for you to handle it? Thank you.
I would like to hear in two rounds from each person on this committee what you would like to see the committee do. I suggest that is the core of the agenda. Does anyone object to that? Teresa?
Muted.
Teresa, you are muted.
I'm ready when you're ready. I have thoughts.
Okay, go ahead. Your thoughts are?
I would like this group to approve an evaluation of our interim general manager. I would like this group
okay,
to...
Okay, so hold on just a minute. So is this the round table? Are we starting that?
Hold on
a minute. We're still at agenda approval?
Okay, I'm sorry.
So if there's no objection, that will be the agenda, is a round table of recommendations. Thank you, Joseph, for helping to put that forward. And the next item is a motion to approve the minutes.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I think that the minutes, we didn't have even time to see the minute. Can we wait till the next meeting at least? Because what I saw is a bunch of things that are missing from there. But I understand that it's not that easy. Maybe we can talk about that in the next meeting.
Yeah. If there's no objection, it's a good idea.
I object.
Okay, so.
At those minutes a couple of weeks ago. You know, that.
No.
The waste of time.
Richard, they were just sent out today.
Yeah. Well, so what? Let's approve them and move on. We're wasting time.
They have to be read, so.
So we will have another vote, Richard.
Fine.
Okay, so the vote is minutes. Postponing the minutes to the next meeting.
Postponing approval?
Yes.
Postponing approval?
So, let me start over again. Approving the minutes tonight is a yes. Postponing them is a no. Approving tonight is a yes. Postponing is a no. Teresa.
I'll say yes.
David Britton.
Yes.
Adriana.
Everybody's raising? No.
No, okay. Joseph Davis.
No, thank you.
Robert Gartner's not here. Wally James isn't here. Mary Ann.
Yes.
Matt. Mac.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Frank Pratka is not here. Nancy.
You know what? It's still not on the stream, so we need to start all over once he gets it on the stream.
Oh,
this whole meeting has not been recorded.
I mean Madam Chair, I'm very sorry, Madam Chair, but point of personal privilege, please watch your mouth.
Please do what?
Watch your mouth. Did you hear what just came out?
What just came out?
Came out of my mouth.
Yes. Okay, so everyone, please mute yourselves if you have not been recognized by the chair. Teresa, would you do me a favor?
My point of personal privilege, this is being recorded, and members cannot use those kind of words. Please.
Say it again. But we're in the middle of a vote. We need to finish the vote.
And that's why you cannot curse in the middle.
Thank you.
So, all right, everybody. Everybody be quiet if you have not been recognized by the chair. We are going to continue the vote. And Teresa, would you do me a favor? Check on the stream and call Otis. Okay. Nancy, did you vote no?
I don't remember, but I vote no.
Okay. Richard?
Yes.
Ted?
No.
Susan, abstain. Okay, so it's the same vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 no. 1 abstention. So the minutes have been approved. Understand that they can be changed at future meetings. Okay, we are now ready to go to the to a round table of recommendations for what the committee does. And the first person who had her hand up was Teresa, and I'm going to go around the tiles. Teresa.
I think she's calling over.
Yeah. I would like to see the document that we will approve to evaluate our general manager. And I would like to approve the people that they will be sent to if there is a proposal as to who we send it to. I'd like to designate a time at which, or some sort of point at which we can review as to whether we have enough funds to proceed with, possibly hiring a general manager at an upcoming meeting when we can discuss that. But for now, I would like just to vote on evaluating our general manager and who the evaluations will go out to.
Okay, let's continue the round. And there are two ideas that have been forwarded to the committee, the one that I forwarded a little while ago and one that Joseph forwarded quite a while ago. So the next one up, 1438, is that Nancy? Who is that?
Yeah, that's me. We're still not being on the stream. So this is an illegal meeting because there's no reason for
okay,
it to be.
Okay, so then I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So did Teresa?
I accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I accept a motion to adjourn. Great.
So moved.
Are there objections? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Thank you.